Let's go to our London correspondent, Sean Whelan, for more on this Boris Johnson reshuffle. We heard earlier about the Northern Ireland Secretary, Julian Smith, losing his job. But Sean, talk to us about some other high profile names in this cabinet shakeup.
Well, there were a few names that were due for the shake-up. Andrea Leadsom, Teresa Villars, another former Northern Ireland Secretary now at Environment, Esther McVeigh, the Housing Minister, Geoffrey Cox, the Attorney General, all of them widely expected to be shuffled out to make room for a fresher look in the Cabinet. What nobody was expecting was that the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Sajid Javid, would go as well, and go he did at around midday today. That wasn't planned, however. It seems he was brought in to Downing Street and told you can stay as Chancellor of the Exchequer, as had been widely rumoured for the past 2 months, but you have to get rid of your advisers because we're going to merge the advisory terms in 10 and 11 Downing Street, which would basically put all the control over government spending in the hands of the Prime Minister's office. And of course, the Prime Minister's key advisor is Dominic Cummings. Sajid Javid balked at that, said he wouldn't do it. If you remember, a couple of months ago, Cummings had fired one of his one of Javid's key advisors, had her frog marched out of Downing Street by armed police. Didn't play well at all. But now he was being expected to fire all of his other advisors as the price of staying in power. He wouldn't swallow that one. So he walked and was replaced by one of his junior ministers, a guy called Rishi Sunak, who's a favourite of Boris Johnson's, who now owes his position entirely to Boris Johnson's. A remarkable development, especially when you consider that we're just 4 weeks away from the first budget of this new Boris Johnson era, the first post-Brexit budget, one that was supposed to deliver on a lot of the election promises that were made, particularly to the north of England. Losing your Chancellor in this way doesn't look particularly good, but also it's been seen very much as a power grab by number 10 over the Treasury people across the road.
Yes, well, Boris Johnson's always followed his own unorthodox brand of politics. The significance of that takeover of the Treasury, what does that mean? That Boris will be free to spend lots of money in the north of England in his budget as expected?
Yes, or freer. I mean, there's obviously Treasury, any spending of money, it's an intensely political thing, the spending and the raising of money. It's an incredibly political thing. Normally, it's left to the finance minister, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, as they call them over here, to run their department pretty much their way. When they're added, and with the Prime Minister, there's no real tensions, but when you had things like Gordon Brown, Tony Blair, next door neighbours who didn't get on, or more latterly with Philip Hammond and Theresa May, it's a recipe for trouble. Johnson and Cummings have now moved to make sure there ain't no trouble coming from the next door neighbours, and they've got control of the purse strings, and that gives them an awful lot more political power, a real centralisation of power in Downing Street.
Sean Whelan in London, thank you very much.